Random House Audio presents Lincoln, A Biography by Philip B. Coonhart Jr., Philip B. Coonhart III, and Peter W. Coonhart. Read for you by Frank Langella.
Lincoln, A Biography. Abraham Lincoln's trip east to assume the presidency of the United States began on the morning of February 11, 1861, and ended by the early light of February 23rd, 12 days in all. The journey took him from his home in Springfield, Illinois, along a great curving excursion through the American North. As the trip got underway, amid warnings and death threats, the state of the country was nothing less than precarious. The issue of slavery, for decades a cancer in the national tissue, was now finally threatening death to the Union. Upon Lincoln's election the previous November and ever since, the troubles had unfurled. On December 20th, South Carolina has seceded from the Union, setting off a chain reaction throughout the lower South. North and South now seemed irreconcilable. Accompanying Lincoln on the trip were his wife Mary and their three sons, Robert, Willie, and Tad. In town after town, Lincoln was met by tremendous crowds and taxing public ceremonies. At no other time in his life would he have to make so many speeches so close together. The speeches themselves were solid and good, filled with awareness of the great weight of the times. "There has fallen upon me a task such as did not rest even upon the father of his country," he said to one state legislature. Lincoln saw himself as an instrument who was...